Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. My name is Colin, I'll be your host today, and what I would like to talk about is the word default, more specifically default positions and the way that our world kind of narrates us to keep things in default position. Okay, so as always, I read the etymology of the word that I am talking about. So the etymology is early 13th century. Offense, crime, sin, late 13th century, a failing or failure to act. Fault, defect, failure, culpability, lack, privation. From the vulgar Latin defaulta, a deficiency or failure, past participle of defallere from Latin away. Failure to deceive, to cheat, to put wrong, to lead astray, to cause, cause to be mistaken, or to escape notice of being concealed from. I really like this etymology based on what the show is about. So, a lot of our current, the way that our phones work and the way that social media works, they use default positions against us. So, a lot of the settings that you have on all of the apps that you use are stuck in the default position. And the significance of this is that they can get away with a lot by just, they offer you the ability to change it, but most people don't. And so there's actually a law in California, I don't know about other states, but there's a law in California that it's like, you can opt out of people selling your information to third parties. I think this is significant because you have to opt out of it. It's not a default position to be in the correct, the position isn't in a way that benefits you. It actually benefits the company. And, I'll use a different example. So one of the most common ringtones in the world, I don't know about it anymore, but Nokia had this really weird ringtone, and so many people around the world just kept that ringtone on, and it kind of confused people because everybody would be ringing the same tone, and nobody would go and change but a lot of people wouldn't go and change that ringtone. So many people around the world would keep this default position. It's the same with Apple computers and everything. So what I implore you to do is go through every app that you use normally and not only opt out of them selling your information to third parties. This is really important. It's not very hard to find on some things. Google was a little bit hard to find and Apple was a little bit hard to find for me. But in the end, my information is no longer being sold, at least legally, to these people. And then they can't use this for ads or whatever else they use it for. And so, I really implore you to go through all of the apps that you use. Like, make a list of the top 10 and be like, okay, what settings can I change to make it more customized to me? Because a lot of the settings in there are not for your benefit. They're for the company's benefit or whatever the app you're using's benefit. And, what this does is it kind of, for me personally, it encourages me to use the app in a more efficient way. When I go through the settings, I really love settings. I've gone through everything with my Android phone. I've made it so I've gone through the developer options. I've made it so essentially like there's nothing on my phone that is listening to me. It was kind of really hard to do. I had to turn off background processes. So like a lot of the way that our phone works is it keeps things open in the background. So I limited that to about 4 different things. So only 4 different apps can use the background setting by the way that I have it set up. But by default, your apps can run continuously and not only drain your battery, but be listening to you continually. I've actually found, on Instagram, the story, the way that they exploit you on Instagram is the story on the app makes it so you have to have the setting camera and microphone. And the only way you can use the story is by doing that. You can use it on a browser but I found that they have some weird tactics. Like, when I'm trying to post pictures, ones that I've taken with my own camera, they actually turn the picture upside down or to the right, and I can't change it. I have to screenshot the picture that I'm trying to post, and then it becomes, like, not a camera photo, and then I can change it, and then I can post it normally. But the other thing they do is they essentially blow up the picture. So I have to use a different app to edit it and make it so that, make it so it fits in the story. I find all of these default positions to be very, they're just trying to get you to use the app so they can have camera and microphone positions. I find Facebook to be one of the worst companies out there for this exploit. And I would really implore you to go through the settings because if you do live in California, I'm not saying you do, but there's a lot of other states that have a similar law. And you can go and opt out of all of these things and just go through the settings of the top 10 apps that you use and change everything and change it so that it works in your favor, because these phones are our tools. They're our computers that are handheld, and we shouldn't be being spied on by default. That's something that's essentially just laziness on our part. And I really don't think that these companies should make it this way, but it's how things work. I'll give you one more example and then I'll go on to my next topic. So the reason that mail-in rebates are a thing is because nobody mails in the rebates. They can use this as an ad. They can use it like, hey, we will give you 10% off, but you have to mail in the thing. They know that most people will not mail in that rebate. And in that sense, they make money off this because they know so many people won't do it. And it's another default position. It's a way of exploitation because they know psychologically there's this essentially like starting energy. Like this energy to go and start something is the thing that holds us back from a lot of different things that we want to do. So they know that 3 seconds it takes to fill out, to grab the mail-in rebate and then the minute it takes to fill it out and then put it at the mailbox, that is too long for a lot of people. It's not like if I went up to you and went, hey, can you fill this out? We want to get the mail-in rebate. If I did that, you would most likely do it. But if it's on your own volition, it's even though it's like just a minute or two, it's still a lot of energy for you to decide to go do that thing, because there's so much in our lives that are taking over our time. And so I would really suggest looking into all the settings on all the apps that you use and just create it so that it works for you and not working for the company. The other thing that I really like that I've been researching and that I've been doing on my own is this idea of quick burst meditation. So quick burst meditation is the idea that even 5 minutes, whenever you can, of just breathing and allowing things to happen. And I use different things as an excuse. So every time that I am going to the bathroom, I take 30 seconds and I just sit on the toilet and breathe. Like I put the toilet seat down and just breathe and give myself 30 seconds to a minute. Whenever I start my car, I give myself another couple minutes. It usually is like 2 or 3 minutes. And I just sit there and I breathe and I allow the transition to be a meditative state. And it really encourages me to not only meditate, but also it helps me transition between different things. And so I would really implore you to create that infrastructure for yourself and just use transitions as a way to further yourself, but also calm yourself down, because we're so rushed in this world. We're taken away from that meditative state, and we're taken away from, because we're stuck in our heads. And so since we're taken away from that state, it kind of creates this anxiety if we're just like constantly moving from one thing to the other. But if you give yourself a couple minutes, which is not a big deal for most transitions, it really calms you down and it allows you to think clearly and it allows you to create a flow in your life. And so just, I would really like to hear about your experience with this, if you're willing to try it. If you would like to contact me, the contact for the podcast is articulatedthoughtllc@gmail.com. I would love to hear your impressions. And if you want, you can be on the podcast. I'm open to anything. I'm open to interviews. I would love to hear from you. And I hope this helps you as much as I do. Remember, opt out. Opt out of these companies controlling you by default, because default positions are, as the etymology said, it's to lead astray, to essentially trick people, to do what they want you to do, even though they offer you the option legally, they have to, because they know people won't go and search. They just buy a phone and do whatever they need to do on the phone. I know a lot of people like this, and I really implore you to change that for yourself. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. Take care.